Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, I thought we might take a visit to the Old Testament. The New Testament tells us that those Old Testament examples were given for our admonition and learning. And we're going to look at a passage in the book of Joshua. And as we look at chapter 6 and 7, where we're going to be focusing, in chapter 7, we find the children of Israel getting ready to attack the city of Ai. However, in the 6th chapter, that which precedes it, we see God giving the city of Jericho into the hands of Joshua and the children of Israel. In chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, we find Joshua receiving his directions for the battle against Jericho from God, and they did exactly as God commanded, and they were victorious. Let me read those verses. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of the ram's horn. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And so they did exactly as God said, and they were victorious. Now, in the 7th chapter, we find a threefold sin the people of Israel committed, which brought them defeat. Let me read just a few verses later on in that chapter, verses 17 through 19. This is what God said. He said, The city and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, this is now Joshua speaking to the children of Israel, in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. He was being prophetic. And all but all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. But there was an Israelite by the name of Achan, who disobeyed what God had commanded. He partook of the accursed thing, and thus God's anger was kindled against Israel. That's in verse 1 of chapter 7, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against all of Israel. They did not inquire of the Lord as to how they should proceed to take the city of Ai. What they did was they committed the sin of presumption. They had just been given a great victory at Jericho. They knew it was God that had given them the victory. But now, and isn't that human nature, they began to rely on themselves. They began to presume that God would automatically give them victory at Ai simply because of the past victory. And this is the only reverse that Israel suffered in its occupation of Canaan, their defeat at Ai. And it happened because the people did not all walk together. Achan thought he could get by with partaking of the accursed thing that God said not to do. And what did he do? We see in chapter 7, he goes to confess that when I saw, this is him speaking, when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. And so they, all of Israel suffered because of this one man's disobedience and partaking of the accursed thing. It happened because they were not in unity. He could not take the accursed thing, Achan, and not experience the problems that would arise from that. It was a time of conquest and a time of war. It was no time to take the spoils for one's private use. And there's a parallel here that we can see in our own lives or for the church in general to be influenced by a world's mentality, as Achan was, a desire to be connected with the things of this world, to be a part of the world, comparison, competitiveness, all the things that should not be in the camp of the Lord. They may have a form, a ritual, words, but unless you allow the Lord to have lordship in our lives, as well as in the life of the church, that you cannot prosper. In verses 2 and 3, we see the children of Israel committing the act of presumption. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven on the east side of Bethel, spake unto them, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. That's what the devil's trying to get some of us to do. We've stood at our Jericho. We've waited on the Lord for his directions and leadership. And as we obeyed what he said to do, we saw the walls of our Jericho come tumbling down. But now some are saying, well, now let's rest. We've come this far. The next city we face is small. Just let's rest for a while. We don't need everyone to fight this battle, just a few. Beloved, have we waited on the Lord? God said, don't hold back. Don't let up. Don't sit down to rest yet. The battles aren't over. You will be completely victorious if you don't sit down. Church, we are in a fight to the death. The eternal destinies of men and women and children are hanging in the balance. We have the greatest opportunities ahead of us that we have ever had. But if we let the devil divide us, as happened in this situation with Israel, and if we listen to those who want us to sit down because they think everything will just turn out okay, beloved, that can be trouble for us. The cause of Israel's defeat at Ai was presumption because of the glorious, incredible, miraculous victory at Jericho. And it was a victory to rejoice in. But now, as they viewed the city of Ai, they saw the people were only a few, and instead of remembering that their victory at Jericho was through obedience to God and his command and his instructions, they began trusting in their own strength and in their weapons of war. Beloved, the victory at Jericho for them was not won with arms. It was a victory of faith. What a ridiculous thing to shout and expect walls to fall down flat. And beloved, our victories that we experience must be victories of faith. And also, there was an underestimation of their enemy in Ai. Isn't that right? When they came back and said there were only a few people, they decided to send only a small number of warriors instead of the whole of the army. And how we as a church world has suffered because somewhere along the line, some were persuaded that only a few people were needed to fight the battle instead of all the people. Beloved, that's the importance of unity. The thing that Achan did was small. It seemed to be really fairly small. At least it seemed a small thing. In his own eyes, Achan took only a very small part of all the spoils of Jericho. And we see that the spoils that Achan took were really insignificant as far as the whole of the spoils were considered. As I shared, he just took, 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold, a garment, and he hid them in his tent. Well, how insignificant was that compared to the entire spoils of the city? But he disobeyed the Lord and caused all of Israel to suffer. It seemed to him insignificant, but the fact was God said it was not to be. And sometimes a good portion of the church world lies powerless today because they didn't try to take everything as far as compromise with the world. They only attempted to take a small portion of the world and kind of weave it into their worship and church functions just to appeal and be opening and hospitable, if you will, to the unsaved. Beloved, God said it was not to be. And we cannot put our hands upon the things of this world and expect not to suffer the consequences. God said, touch not the accursed thing. So we have to understand God is asking a holiness, an obedience, a responsibility to what he has called us to do, what he has asked us to do, or otherwise we indeed will suffer the consequences. Well, my time has just flown and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you would like to share your mailing address, I will be able to respond personally. I can't spend much time on emails, although I will always confirm receipt and, of course, will pray. And beloved, I thank you for your prayers for me, for this ministry. And I pray for you every day, those who are listening, my partners and my radio family, and I trust that we're going to see God do some great things as we obey and follow the Lord and be victorious as the children of Israel God desired in every event and not have any AI in our lives. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.